Hey everyone, welcome to another edition. So, I'm sitting outside today, trying to soak up some sunlight, you know, to get some vitamin D. I know, right now you're thinking, thank God it's just a podcast and I don't have to see what he's talking about. I know, it's true. So don't let your brain even try to imagine it. It could scare you or frighten the children at least. So just be glad we're just talking to one another. But I'm going on vacation and gonna spend some time in Florida next week with my family. I'm also preaching a youth camp down in Florida. And so I was thinking, I really should try at least to get a little bit of sunlight. And so I don't get just torched when I get to Florida. So got some ice water, set up the chair, got a towel, got my sunglasses, some music playing. I sit down, I relax. Yeah, it's good. Sun feels good today here in Vermont. And then the doorbell rings. And so you know how it goes. Back up, shirt on, run to the door. Just UPS. They just left a package, but my dog is losing his mind, freaking out. And so I come back, sit down, get all situated again. About 5 minutes later, doorbell goes again. It's the mailman, you know? So we're getting packages today and all kinds of cool stuff. It looks like someone sent us fresh baked cookies. Are you serious? That's so nice. And then some other things that we needed. So anyways, I finally get back out here and I'm set up. So I wanted to do a little podcast from here. I was thinking about this. You know, if I sit out here in the sun for even maybe a half an hour, there's a good chance I'm going to get pink because I am a pasty white boy. At least right now. And if I stay out here an hour, I'm going to get more than pink. I'm going to get red. I'm going to turn into a lobster. And man, if I stayed beyond that, we're talking blisters. We're talking serious pain. And I think about that in the way that we may think about Christianity. You know, it's like, when was the last time you were overexposed to the Son of God? You know? When was the last time that you spent enough time in His presence that people could tell without you saying absolutely anything? You guys all know what I'm talking about. Like, if you're in a restaurant, coffee shop, whatever, and somebody walks in that you totally know has one of the ouchiest sunburns, you're like, dang, look at that person. And that person will pull back their shirt off their shoulder or someplace and show you the difference of their white skin to their pink skin. And by the way, I envy all of you that have tan skin and brown skin and don't even have to relate to this sunburn topic. But you know what I'm saying. Like, from across the room, you're like talking at your table going, ouch, I feel so bad for that person. They are totally gonna be sore. And you know, at first we're like, ooh, and that's kind of funny, but then it's like going, man, I would not want that, and I feel bad for them, you know? And so we put on all of this sunscreen, you know, like we put on stuff so that we won't get burned. And rightfully so, because who wants to get burned, right? And so we protect ourselves. And I wonder sometimes, like, what am I doing to protect myself from Jesus? Like, how have I insulated myself? Or have I put on some kind of buffer between He and me so that it's not so obvious to people? You know, like, have I put on, like, a code of cool or a code of cultural relevance? Or have I done something that I just, like, going, man, you know, I don't want anyone to know I'm a Christian or that I've spent time with Jesus? But I think it should be the opposite, you know? Like in the Old Testament, you remember the story when Moses went up and he got the Ten Commandments off the mountaintop. And the Bible says he came back and his face was shining because he'd been in the Lord's presence. And so he covered it. He veiled it. And I always thought that was a bad move. But, you know, the people were kind of messed up. And he just thought, I better keep this to myself. I'm going to cover it up so nobody knows. And we kind of look at that as going, well, that's an isolated event. But there's also in the New Testament, the first just ordinary church dude to ever be persecuted and martyred after Jesus was crucified was this guy named Stephen. And the Bible talks about him in Acts chapter 6 and 7. And it says he's, you know, this guy that's going to take care of the widows. He's like a servant in the church. But he's totally known for his faith. And so he's standing up for God. They decide, and they being the haters, the posers, the wannabes, this guy named Saul, who was a very religious dude who hated Jesus at that time and hated Christians. So they came, they got him, they arrested him. And Stephen just preaches this epic sermon. He's just an ordinary guy. And it says that the people who were ready to stone him, they had to cover their ears like little kids, you know, like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear his message. And, but then as they begin to throw stones at him outside the city walls, it says his face begins to shine. You know, for me, it's like Jesus signaling to the angels going, turn on the spotlights, turn on the heavy lights, and just shine on him. See, Stephen was overexposed to the Son of God. And it says in the Word of God that they stood. Stephen says, I see the Son of Man. I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Nowhere else in the Bible do we see it saying standing. We say Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. But on that day, the day that he stood up for God, the day that he was uncompromising, it says, I see Jesus standing. Jesus gives him the standing O, you know. Angels start the slow clap. You know what I'm saying? It becomes crazy. Why? Because Stephen is undeniably a Christian. He wouldn't have had to say anything. They could see it. They were enraged by it. They rushed him. And yeah, they killed him. But not before he died like Jesus and said, forgive them. And one of those guys, Saul, standing there, becomes the Apostle Paul a few days later. And his life is changed. His life is radically changed. And so I'm sitting out here in the sun. You might hear in the background, my dog's going mental once again, someone at the door. But I just want to challenge you today with that thought. Is it obvious to other people just by looking at you that you've been spending time with the Son of God? Are you overexposed to the Son? And the great thing is this, you don't need a screen, you don't need a protection, and you're not going to get burned. This Son, the more you're with him, the more loving you become, the more servant-hearted you are, and the more real you are. You begin to understand the very reason why you are made. And so I want to encourage you with that today. Maybe you're in the office or around the house, or maybe you're at a poolside or at a lake. Every time you feel sunbeams warm your skin, man, whisper something to God and say, man, warm my heart. Expose me to your love. Let it be clear to anyone who sees me that I've been with you. I have been overexposed to the Son of God. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you for those that are listening today. May they be encouraged and not burned. May they be spurred on to greater works. And may we be uncompromising. Uncompromising. And our witness for Jesus. We don't have to sound all churchy or religious. We just need to smile and let the Son of God, his mighty, amazing love, permeate through our lives. One of the best ways to do that is anyone you meet, think of a way to compliment them. My wife is the master at that. She can melt someone's heart, whether it's in the cashier line or a waitress, friend, neighbor, just by finding something to start the conversation by saying something kind, something that compliments them. That's us throwing a little sun ray, a little beam of God's light their way. And they can feel it at that instance, and they're drawn to the sun. So let your light shine before men, so they can see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. This is our topic today. I hope you're super encouraged. I would love to hear from you. Email me at chili@revolutionyouth.co. chili@revolutionyouth.co. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Peace. Hey everyone, welcome to another edition. So, I'm sitting outside today trying to soak up some sunlight, you know, to get some vitamin D. I know, right now you're thinking, thank God it's just a podcast and I don't have to see what he's talking about. I know, it's true. So don't let your brain even try to imagine it. It could scare you or frighten the children at least. So just be glad we're just talking to one another. But I'm going on vacation and going to spend some time in Florida next week with my family. I'm also preaching a youth camp down in Florida. And so I was thinking, I really should try at least to get a little bit of sunlight. And so I don't get just torched when I get to Florida. So got some ice water, set up the chair, got a towel, got my sunglasses, some music playing. I sit down, I relax. Yeah, it's good. Sun feels good today here in Vermont. And then the doorbell rings. And so, you know how it goes. Back up, shirt on, run to the door. It's just UPS. They just left a package, but my dog is losing his mind, freaking out. And so I come back, sit down, get all situated again. About 5 minutes later, doorbell goes again. It's the mailman, you know, so we're getting packages today and all kinds of cool stuff. It looks like someone sent us fresh baked cookies. Are you serious? That's so nice. And then some other things that we needed. So anyways, I finally get back out here and I'm set up. So I wanted to do a little podcast from here. I was thinking about this. You know, if I sit out here in the sun for even maybe a half an hour, there's a good chance I'm going to get pink because I am a pasty white boy, at least right now. And if I stay out here an hour, I'm going to get more than pink. I'm going to get red. I'm going to turn into a lobster. Man, if I stayed beyond that, we're talking blisters, we're talking serious pain. And I think about that in the way that we may think about Christianity. You know, it's like, when was the last time you were overexposed to the Son of God? You know, when was the last time that you spent enough time in His presence that people could tell without you saying absolutely anything? You guys all know what I'm talking about. Like, if you're in a restaurant, coffee shop, whatever, and somebody walks in that you totally know has one of the ouchiest sunburns, you're like, dang, look at that person. And that person will pull back their shirt off their shoulder or someplace and show you the difference of their white skin to their pink skin. And by the way, I envy all of you that have tan skin and brown skin and don't even have to relate to this sunburn topic. But you know what I'm saying, like from across the room, you're like talking at your table going, ouch, I feel so bad for that person. They are totally going to be sore. And you know, at first we're like, ooh, and that's kind of funny. But then it's like going, man, I would not want that. And I feel bad for them, you know. And so we put on all of this sunscreen, you know, like we put on stuff so that we won't get burned. And rightfully so, because who wants to get burned, right? And so we protect ourselves. And I wonder sometimes, like, what am I doing to protect myself from Jesus? Like, how have I insulated myself? Or have I put on some kind of buffer between he and me so that it's not so obvious to people? You know, like, have I put on, like, a code of cool or a code of cultural relevance? Or have I done something that I just like going, man, you know, I don't want anyone to know I'm a Christian or that I've spent time with Jesus? But I think it should be the opposite, you know? Like in the Old Testament, you remember the story when Moses went up and he got the Ten Commandments off the mountaintop? And the Bible says he came back and his face was shining because he'd been in the Lord's presence. And so he covered it, he veiled it. And I always thought that was a bad move. But, you know, the people were kind of messed up and he just thought, I better keep this to myself. I'm going to cover it up so nobody knows. And we kind of look at that as going, well, that's an isolated event. But there's also in the New Testament, the first just ordinary church dude to ever be persecuted and martyred after Jesus was crucified was this guy named Stephen. And the Bible talks about him in Acts chapter 6 and 7. And it says he's, you know, this guy that's going to take care of the widows. He's like a servant in the church. But he's totally known for his faith. And so he's standing up for God. They decide, and they being the haters, the posers, the wannabes, this guy named Saul, who was a very religious dude who hated Jesus at that time and hated Christians. So they came, they got him, they arrested him. And Stephen just preaches this epic sermon. He's just an ordinary guy. And it says that the people who were ready to stone him, they had to cover their ears like little kids, you know, like, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear his message. And but then as they begin to throw stones at him outside the city walls, it says his face begins to shine. You know, for me, it's like Jesus signaling to the angels going, turn on the spotlights, turn on the heavy lights, and just shine on him. See, Stephen was overexposed to the Son of God. And it says in the Word of God that they stood. He says, Stephen says, I see the Son of Man. I see Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Nowhere else in the Bible do we see it saying standing. We say Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father. But on that day, the day that he stood up for God, the day that he was uncompromising, it says, I see Jesus standing. Jesus gives him the standing O, you know. Angels start the slow clap. You know what I'm saying? It becomes crazy. Why? Because Stephen is undeniably a Christian. He wouldn't have had to say anything. They could see it. They were enraged by it. They rushed him, and yeah, they killed him, but not before he died like Jesus and said, forgive them. And one of those guys, Saul, standing there, becomes the Apostle Paul a few days later, and his life is changed. His life is radically changed. And so I'm sitting out here in the sun. You might hear in the background, my dog's going mental once again, someone at the door. But I just want to challenge you today with that thought. Is it obvious to other people just by looking at you that you've been spending time with the Son of God? Are you overexposed to the sun? And the great thing is this, you don't need a screen, you don't need a protection, and you're not going to get burned. This sun, the more you're with him, the more loving you become, the more servant-hearted you are, and the more real you are. You begin to understand the very reason why you are made. And So I want to encourage you with that today. Maybe you're in the office or around the house, or maybe you're at a poolside or at a lake. Every time you feel sunbeams warm your skin, man, whisper something to God and say, man, warm my heart. Expose me to your love. Let it be clear to anyone who sees me that I've been with you. I have been overexposed to the Son of God. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you for those that are listening today. May they be encouraged and not burned. May they be spurred on to greater works. And may we be uncompromising. Uncompromising. And our witness for Jesus. We don't have to sound all churchy or religious. We just need to smile and let the Son of God, His mighty, amazing love, permeate through our lives. One of the best ways to do that is anyone you meet, think of a way to compliment them. My wife is the master at that. She can melt someone's heart, whether it's in the cashier line or a waitress, friend, neighbor, just by finding something to start the conversation by saying something kind, something that compliments them. That's us throwing a little sun ray, a little beam of God's light their way, and they can feel it at that instance, and they're drawn to the sun. So let your light shine before men so they can see your good works and praise your Father in heaven. This is our topic today. I hope you're super encouraged. I would love to hear from you. Email me at chili@revolutionyouth.co. chili@revolutionyouth.co. I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon. Peace.